The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. You are listening to live here on KTQALP 95.3 FM. Today's Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and with me is Becky. Becky, what is the date today? Because you know how I am with time.
Oh, my goodness. It is Wednesday, March 25th, last I checked.
Okay.
Assuming I didn't get sucked into a wormhole. Yes, it's Wednesday, March 25th.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, March 25th. It's a little bit after 3 p.m., and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. We've decided to name it something, you know, fairly generic, I guess.
What it says on the box.
What it is. And so if you would like to contact us with information or with kudos or complaints or what have you, you can call us at 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us at that number. You can also email us at daily@ktqa.org. We have a phone set up in the other room. We, you know, if we're around, we might actually pick it up. Or you can text us, or you can leave us a voicemail message. And that's for information that you'd perhaps like to let the city of Tacoma hear, or just, you know, have a conversation with us, ask us about the station. We're, you know, we're hanging around the house and be happy to talk about what's going on in community radio.
Absolutely. We're hanging around the house. We assume that you are too, unless you are on your final day of closing shop, or unless you are an essential worker who we are so grateful for doing all of those things that help keep our city running and families and infrastructure and all those kinds of things.
Absolutely. So let's get down to brass tacks here and talk about what's going on around the state. Becky, you have the usual, our usual set of announcements. Why don't you lead off with that?
Sure. State level updates on COVID-19 can always be found at coronavirus.wa.gov. And questions can be answered 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week by health department officials by calling 1-800-525-0127. Again, that's the state health department coronavirus line, staffed 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 1-800-525-0127. The health department number cannot access COVID-19 test results, but is there to answer your questions. The Pierce County Veterans Assistance Program information can be found at piercecountywa.gov/veterans or by calling 253-798-7449 to see what emergency assistance may be available to you and your family if you're a veteran. Pierce Transit general information can be heard by calling 253-581-8000 or toll free at 1-800-562-8109. The bus or shuttle paratransit TTY for deaf or hard of hearing customers is 711, and more information is online at piercetransit.org. Remember that fares are suspended at this point and people are to board via the rear doors. Tacoma Public Utilities can be reached at 253-502-8600 or online at mytpu.org/COVID-19 with information about emergency bill payment assistance if you find yourself in need. Remember that dialing 311 from your phone in Tacoma will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and dialing 211 from your phone in Tacoma helps connect you to community resources statewide through United Way. You can also visit WA211.org online.
Moving on to new Washington State information, Washington State Parks and Recreation Commission and the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife have closed all state parks and wildlife areas to the public starting today, Wednesday, March 25th, for at least 2 weeks. The State Employment Security Department has relaxed rules on seeking unemployment benefits. Applicants no longer are required to actively seek work due to the governor's stay-at-home order. Mount Rainier National Park is closed to the public. Backcountry users of the park must maintain social distancing practices.
Tacoma Environmental Services states that in accordance with Governor Inslee's emergency stay-at-home, stay-healthy order, and to help minimize the spread of COVID-19, The City of Tacoma's solid waste management is limiting access to the Tacoma Recovery and Transfer Center, also known as the dump, starting today, Wednesday, March 25th, until further notice. No self-haul residential garbage, yard waste, or call-to-haul loads will be accepted. The Recycle Center, EnviroHouse, and Solid Waste Front Office Lobby will be closed until further notice. The household's hazardous waste facility will remain open to residential customers. Essential commercial solid waste loads in excess of 1,000 pounds will still be accepted at the center from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Collection schedule changes for both residential and commercial customers may occur and will be posted online at cityoftacoma.org/solid waste. And solid waste customers can always call 253-502-2100 to hear any service changes or request any additional pickups.
Moving on to educational information, University of Puget Sound has canceled its May 17th graduation ceremony. Sorry about that, graduates, but I think you can understand the situation. Anyone 18 or younger may continue to pick up breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday at Tacoma Middle School sites and bus stops. Times and maps can be found online at bit.ly/mealsonbuswheels. Students may also pick up printed learning packets on Thursday, March 24th, at the 10 middle schools between 10 a.m. and noon.
I should say Thursday, March 26th.
Thursday, March 26th.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my typo. Pardon me.
No problem. Moving on to Pierce County, Gig Harbor City Playground, sports courts, and park restrooms are now closed. Gig Harbor City offices are closed to the public, but essential staff can still be reached by phone at 253-851-8136. And the Pierce County Health Department has changed its reporting style of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Learn basic information about each case online at tpchd.org/COVID-19 cases. Now, if any of this information came along too fast and you'd like some further information, once again, you can reach City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line at 311. You can reach State Community Resources at 211, or you can contact us directly at 253-330-8821. You can call or text that number. And this is me and Becky with the KTQA Daily Briefing. I thought maybe I'd take a couple minutes to introduce the two of us, or at least one of us. So my name is Sam, and with me is Becky. Becky, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we move on to today's interview?
Sure. Well, right now, I've got time at 3 p.m. to do this KTQA Daily Briefing because I am working from home. Normally, my day job is as a public educator with a local school district. And as we know, school is out at least through April 26th. There's a lot of things that are on hold right now with regards to education, but we're still able to stay in touch with lots of, you know, colleagues and students and things like that. And I really enjoy those kinds of things. I also speak Spanish, so si quieren dar un mensaje o llamarnos en español, bienvenidos. That's if you are a Spanish speaker, you're welcome to also give us feedback either through voicemail or email in Spanish as well. I'm enjoying the time at home, being able to be a little bit creative with my time. And I'm really grateful that we have our kitty cats. As we cannot be in close proximity to other people, it's really nice to have at least a few options for snuggling and hugging.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for introducing us to what's going on with you and our cats, which honestly you'll probably hear a little bit about as the week goes on. But like we said, the KTQA Daily Briefing is not just information about COVID-19 and the stay-at-home order. But it's also about being separately together and keeping connected to the City of Tacoma and what's going on around here. So after every briefing like this, we intend to keep them short like they are today. We'll have an interview with somebody here in Tacoma, and Becky has an interview for us now.
I'm so excited now to welcome Kristen Ang. She is serving her first term as Port of Tacoma Commissioner. Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, thanks for having me at KTQA. Like Rebecca said, I am Kristen Ang, the Port of Tacoma Commissioner, as well as a managing member of the Northwest Seaport Alliance, which is the alliance between the ports of Seattle and Tacoma with regards to marine cargo and trade. We are the fourth largest gateway in North America, and I do want to assure your listeners that we are open and operating.
That is, I think, one of the things on everyone's mind. So there must be things that are somewhat changed at port operations right now. But what are the things in general that go on at the port? Like, why are they important?
Well, as you know, that the Washington state is the most trade-dependent state in the country. We're the fourth, like I said before, we're the fourth largest gateway in North America. Our number one trading partner in both in terms of volume and value is China and Hong Kong. We are the gateway to the world. Our eastern Washington farmers rely heavily on this gateway to export their products. So we are considered by the governor an essential critical infrastructure. And so our workers are essential services. So we continue to operate during this time of COVID. We've taken some precautions, social distancing. Our terminal operators have, as well as the ports, have contractors in place to do cleaning and disinfecting, but operation goes on. We're a critical part of the supply chain, so we support not only the Northwest, but the Midwest. We're also the gateway to Alaska. 90% of everything consumed in Alaska, from groceries, diapers, and building materials, comes through the ports of Tacoma and Seattle. So if anything were to happen to our ports, it would negatively impact the whole state of Alaska.
This is your first term as commissioner. You had some campaign hopes. What are those kinds of things that you were hoping to achieve when you were running as port commissioner, and sort of where are you on those?
You know, those still continue. One was for the ports to connect to our communities, for it to have a strategic plan, which the strategic plans continue to be created. We have our consultants. It's a strategic plan for the Port of Tacoma that goes beyond just our marine cargo and our partnership with the Port of Seattle. Also, building our relationship with the Puyallup tribe, which is a priority of the Port of Tacoma, as well as being a green port and being environmental and sustainable. And we still are looking at a Northwest clean air strategy, as well as some remedial, using some remedial grants in terms of some of the polluted properties that we do have. So those things still continue despite everything that's been going on. And so in some ways, the port is that steady and reliable. It provides constancy. And in some ways, we do see that we are all connected, the global economy from everyone, and that we're all in some ways essential, and that every action that each individual takes and the port affects others from around the world, as we've seen.
Can you talk a little bit about the connection and partnerships with the Puyallup community?
As a new port commissioner, I've been put on the tribal liaison committee. So John McCarthy and myself, he's a fellow port commissioner, are the tribal liaisons of the Port of Tacoma. And we have had our first meeting with the tribe this past quarter to discuss about developments, future developments, such as the Blair deepening project.
The port, I mean, our waters, our harbor here is already one of the deepest in a lot of sort of areas. What's the deepening project?
Right now in the world of ports, we are in competition. There's a reason why the Port of Seattle and Port of Tacoma combined to be the Northwest Seaport Alliance when it comes to maritime and trade is to compete for the international the ships are getting larger and larger. So we do need deeper and deeper ports. And that's why we did get those four cranes that are in the Husky Terminal. Some people have probably seen them sail by because we need to, it's basically an infrastructure war to compete for the bigger and bigger ships of the future.
And all the while maintaining environmental sustainability and lessening environmental impact, I'm imagining?
Yes, that is why we've also invested in shore power technology so that when vessels are at berth, they're not emitting diesel particulates into the air.
Someone who is personally sensitive to particulate matter, there's so many of us, you know, now living with things like asthma or COPD, and air quality is a concern for a lot of folks within the Tacoma area.
Definitely. That is something that ports are very much aware of, and that is the new normal and environment is that we know that we do have to lessen our emissions. As we grow, we have to contend with like lessening the impacts of pollution, traffic, and also about climate change, addressing climate change. And that was likely the number one topic that we would have been talking about at conferences, but conferences have been canceled. The large conferences where we all gather together to address about fuels as well as climate change. And so now everyone's been talking about the coronavirus and its effects on ports. And so we have been affected, particularly in March. Our first quarter, we've seen about 32 canceled sailings.
How does that square with the normal, typical sort of month or March in other years?
In quarter one, we had 2019, we had 13. Mm. And we've been affected this past 2 years by the tariffs. If we were to put, between January and March, January, February, we were highly negatively impacted by the tariffs and then by the coronavirus in March. In March alone, we saw 19 cancellations, but there is hope and optimistic. In April, there is only going to be about 6 canceled sailings, but we do see things coming at least to some sort of normal in the second quarter. China is basically coming back to normal in terms of manufacturing.
These are all kinds of those really heady, meaty things that can be a little bit heavy as well. As a port commissioner, what is something that maybe residents don't necessarily know about that you just like really geek out about? What's kind of interesting and fun and thrilling to you about working with the ports?
I think it's all the different strategic plans that we have in terms of infrastructure strategic plan for transportation, our strategic plan in which that people don't know that ports aren't just about maritime trade. Ports is about economic development. So we have a broad economic development authority. That's why I was excited to start talking about the Port of Tacoma strategic plan that included our entire Pierce County community and Washington State to see how we can utilize our assets and our talent to its fullest. And so I was excited to see what kind of innovative ideas that we could pursue, whether or not it could really, it just depends. It's up to our imagination and the budget. And we're still going through with that. But obviously, our focus right now is the safety and health of our workers, as well as continuity of operations. But right now, we're continually open and operating, and things are going as well.
You know,
it's one of those things that you don't probably hear in the news, is that ports are operational.
Sounds good. It's really nice to see that something is still continuing with that consistent kind of rhythm. You know, ports, boats, cranes, those are things that are often of fascination to subsets of our residents. I'm thinking of some of our younger, under 10 crowd, where sometimes you can go through a phase where you just love all things mechanical. Once it's safer to gather in groups, what kind of access to looking at parts of the ports do people have? And what should maybe families going on a walk kind of look for when they're looking out over the harbor and the port?
Well, every year we do offer bus tours as well as the annual free boat tour of the ports. And also we also have this day that is really meant for families and kids, a touch a truck, like the kind of equipment that we do have at the port available for children and the public to see. We had plans, I will see, like they've been a little bit delayed, to work with our educational partners and institutions in terms of workforce development and familiarizing younger children to the ports and the maritime industry.
Sounds super cool. And if we want to keep abreast of what's going on with the ports and the maritime, you know, the Seaport Alliance, where can people look online?
PortofTacoma.com or the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Also, our director, John Wolf, is giving weekly briefings to the media. So every week we do address everyone from the media. We invite them and they can ask questions from what's going on.
Sounds awesome. Kristen, anything else that you want to say to KTQA listeners?
Sure, that, you know, this too shall pass. We've seen these things before, like the 1918 influenza. We've been through wars. And in some ways, I do feel like we're not being asked to do nothing, you know, like stay at home. We are asked to endure. And endure we will. And we will come out stronger. So I do ask people, and I know that some people are feeling like, well, who's essential and who's not essential? I feel that everyone is essential, from older people to those immune compromised, that we do all have value. I've heard talks of people being said, like, some people should be sacrificed. Well, that is, can you imagine an economy in which we sacrifice people? People have value. I mean, I can't imagine in a Disney movie, Moana, in which there was a lava monster, if people said, like, we're willing to sacrifice our elders and our sick and everyone else to this lava monster instead of giving it a heart. So in this time when we emerge back from COVID and the pandemic, I think we all would try to, and somewhat, it's a time to reflect of the what kind of world and economy we do want.
Hey, Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today on KTQA's Daily Briefing. Kristen Eng is serving her first term as Port of Tacoma Commissioner. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Once again, if you need information, Tacoma's non-emergency information line is 311. 211 will connect you to statewide resources. And if you'd like to contact us, you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.